Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara Chav Chesem at Aleph at the very top of the Amud, the word Chazer Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was, we just had two Kavachomers that we rejected. Rabbi Yehuda was trying to learn out that Srifa was the only way to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, getting rid of your Chametz. It was only through Srifa. And that was the Shaila about what after the 6 hours of Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Does he agree? Lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds, though, Ba'etzem, the main mitzvah of getting rid of your Chametz is done through Srifa. So the Gemara now says, since we rejected Rabbi Yehuda's previous Kavachamar on Chav Simon Beis, so now we're suggesting another one. Chazer Rabbi Yehuda v'dana din acher. Rabbi Yehuda suggested a different explanation. Nosar yeshu b'val sosir. Nosar, we know in addition to being usher, from the Isser Kares, also is going to be gan mechayev in bal sosir. Don't leave it over. There's an Isser to leave over this, the korban of a hekdesh, and if you leave it over, it's going to be chayav and nosar. The chametz v'asasir and chametz, also a similar lashon, is bal yirai bal ratzer, Rashi points out, a similar idea that you're supposed to get rid of it. So the Gemara says, ma nosar b'sreifa, just so we know that nosar is done through sreifa, av chametz v'sreifa, so too sreifa is going to, so too chametz is going to be, get rid of chametz through sreifa. Amru lo chacham responded, asham toloi, so the nosar of an asham toloi, v'chata sa'ov, so they'll bring a raya against what you just wanted to hold. Asham Tala, we know, is a korban if a person is not sure if he violated an Isser Karis or not. Let's say if he had a piece of chalev and a piece of shuman, as a classic example the Mishnayos and Krisus bring down, is if you have one piece of treif meat and one piece of kosher meat. You ate one of the pieces, you don't know which one you had, if it was kosher or treif. So the Gemara tells you that you have to bring an asham taloi. So if you have asham taloi and chatasof abala safek, if a woman gives birth, or she explains, and she doesn't know if she gave birth to a vlad which is chayav or not, so she can make a tnai. She has a right to make a tnai that if it's going to be that she had to bring in the korban, then it's going to be a chova. Im lav, she says it's going to be a nedava. And then the Rashi learns out that we bring out that we say that you're allowed to bring this tnai, the Gemara learns out from the Gemara in Nazir, you're not allowed to eat it, however you are allowed to bring this. So the Gemara says, according to your Yehuda, your own Shita is going to demonstrate that these things are going to be problematic. Because they're going to have the issue of Balsa Siro, don't leave it over, that the meat of an Asham Tale and the chatas, also the meat over there, is like meat of another korban, which is not left over. And if it, and once it is, she'anu omer b'sreifa, so we, the chachamim, hold that it's done through seifa. The atam rebekvura, your own shita, in the Gemara over there, in the Mishnah in Temura, the chachamim Rabbi Yehuda argue the way of getting rid of the meat of an asham taloi, and a suffix of the chatas of. So those two cases, Rachachamim say it has to be burned, whereas Rabbi Yehuda there at Dafkas actually says that it is allowed to be buried. So your own Shita is the one that says that it's going to not be problematic. And so Lechora, we have a Raya that's not necessarily going to be something which is going to be subject to the halachas of burning, and you can't bring a Raya from Chametz. So the Gemara says, Shasak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda indeed agreed that was a problematic for his Shita, and he was Shosik, and he didn't answer this question. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said that this is the fact that Rabbi Yehuda's own ruling was used against what he said. Again, the only problem was that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, they have to burn the nosar in this case, as opposed to the Chachamim who say that you do have to burn it. So there would be no Shaila according to them. Rabbi Yehuda's Gufa, the one who says you don't have to burn it. So his own Shita is the one who led him astray. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef said, Hanu Damra Incha, this is what people say, Kapa Dechita Nagra, that the dish that the craftsman makes, the Gavanis or Chadala, is going to burn his tongue with the mustard. It's his own dish is going to be giving him this pain. Amar Abaye is a similar thing. Rabbi Yehuda's own Shita is giving him this troubles. Sadna Besadna Yasef, with the person who creates these shackles, and he makes his own shackles, Mildva Yadim Ishtalim. Through his own work, if he's going to be stealing and he gets arrested, then he's going to be put in the handcuffs, and he's the one who makes the handcuffs, and his own work is going to be repaying him. Rava Amar, Giura Biagra Mikdal, Midla Yadim Ishtalim. Rava says that when the arrow maker is killed by his own arrows, through his work he's going to be repaid. This is similar to Lashon. Ben Yehuda has a beautiful explanation. Why did they have to have three different Amarayim, saying three different statements with regards to disproving Rabbi Yehuda and what exactly is going on? So he says that really there's three levels over here that the Mishnah, that these Amarayim are teaching us. That the lowest degree is that the first statement is that if the two statements are simply not mutually exclusive, but it's difficult to understand how you would accept the teretz of the stira, of the two things. So that's the first thing, that mustard can be eaten. But it's hard to eat the mustard if it's in a situation where it's hard to have the mustard, meaning that it can be eaten, but it's difficult. That's the first case that you could have someone who is in a situation where he made a difficult statement. The second, the higher degree of disproof, as the Ben Yehuda explains, is when the second statement is definitely very difficult to explain with the first, but you could somehow get out of it. That would be the statement of the of arresting someone using the same things that you're using to arrest him, the handcuffs that he makes. So then you're going to use that to get rid of him. You can free yourself from them, but it's still difficult. The third one is the biggest knockout, is that a person's literally getting killed from the arrows that he used. That there's no way out. That's irreversible. Death is irreversible. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is. That's the mashal for Rabbi Yehuda, because his statement is irreversible. As we pointed out in yesterday's daf, that even though Rabbi Yehuda seems to be rejected over here, we don't give him a teres, we move on over here. The Stam Mishnah in, where's the Stam Mishnah? I forgot. Timura, wherever, one of the Mishnayos says, we have a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and Tosus and other Rishonim think we should ask him Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dafka should be done with Sreifa. We don't necessarily Paschal like this, Rishonim, as Mara writes, though, that we are Machmir, Lechatchila for sure, to try to do Sreifa's Chametz. Okay, now the Gemara continues. We now are analyzing the last part of the Mishnah. The Chachamim say that you don't have to, in disagreement with Rabbi Yehuda, they say that you don't have to burn the Chametz, rather, you could just scatter it and throw it into the river, or Matil Yam. So, or throw it into the ocean. So the Gemara says, "Ibaylo hechi ka'amar." So what is the Mishnah saying? Mefar v'zora the ruach, mefar matel yam. Does it mean that he crumbles the chametz and he scatters it in the wind, or he crumbles it and he throws it into the sea? Oh, Dilma, or you could say maybe it means mefar v'zora the ruach, aval matel yam be'ene. He crumbles the chametz and scatters into the wind, but he is allowed to throw the sea, meaning you don't have to crumble it. According to this version, we're assuming that you don't have to throw, you have to scatter it if you're going to be throwing it into the ocean, because it's going to disintegrate, and in which case it's not going to be a problem. When you're scattering it, the chametz, that's talking about a person has to do that prior to crumbling it, because a person might come to eat it. Ever, if you're throwing it into the ocean, there's no issue with that, because it's being thrown into the ocean, you don't have to worry about anything. So the Gemara says also, the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah also has a similar vague statement, and we had the same question. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah talks about Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shochev Gezorah Ruach HaMatel Yam. Here we're talking about actual Avodah Zarah. So you grind the idol up, you get rid of it, and you scatter it into the wind, or you throw it into the ocean. V'Baila, we had the same question. Hayichikamar Shochev Gezorah Ruach HaMatel Yam, that he grinds it and he throws it into the wind, or he grinds it and throws it into the ocean. Odilma Shochev Gezorah Ruach HaMatel Yam Be'ini, that you have to scatter it only when you're throwing it into the wind. However, if you're just throwing it into the ocean, you can throw it intact, because no one's going to get it. You're throwing it at the bottom of the ocean, you don't have to worry about it. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Mistabra Avodah Zarah del Yam HaMelech Kazli." So Avodah Zarah, which is being thrown in the Yam HaMelech, which Rashi points out, there's no boats there. L'bay Shchika, you don't have to worry about grinding it, because people are not going to come to get it. Chametz l'shar naros kazel. However, chametz which you throw into other rivers, which people, boats might come across, the chametz you're going to throw into, by a pirer, it would require the fact that you would have to crumble it, because we're afraid that a Jewish sailor is going to come and take it back. That's what Rashi points out, because again, when it comes to the Yam HaMelech, that's something which they're not, none of the boat's going to be there, not going to get it. Rabbi Yashar thinks it's a lot of dafka. It just means naharos, anything else. But meaning a naharos is a problem of a river which is not deep at all. However, he thinks, Rabbi Yashar thought the Yam HaGadol, for sure the Mediterranean Sea, that for sure, if you throw it in there, that would be the same thing as Yam HaMelech. Because you don't assume any boat's going to get to it. It's a massive ocean. We're talking about these smaller rivers which people can get their hands on. The chametz, that's what we're afraid of. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Amar le'Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, "Adarabba ibcha mistavra," that the opposite would seem more reasonable. Avodah zara de lo memise, avodah zara, which doesn't dissolve when you put it in water. By shechik, then I would assume you have to grind it before you put it into the ocean. Chametz, the memos, is chametz, which dissolves in water. Lo by pira, does not require crumbling before being thrown into the ocean. So the Gemara now quotes two braises which seem to support Rabba's view, and the other which seems to support Rav Yosef. Tana gavasa de Rabba, and Tana gavasa de Rav Yosef, we have braces that support each one. Tana is the kavasa de Rabba. We have one that follows Rabba. I'm Aleph, but midbar, someone was traveling in the desert and needed to get rid of his chametz. Mifar v'zora l'ruach. Then you can get rid of it by crumbling and scattering into the wind. I'm Aleph, but Sfina, if he is traveling in a boat, mifar matil yam. He crumbles it and throws it into the ocean. We see that chametz requires crumbling even when thrown into the ocean. That is like Rabba. So then the Gemara says, Tana kavasa de Yosef, and we have another brace supporting Rav Yosef. I'm Aleph Mabinbar. Someone is going in the desert, wants to get rid of his Avodah Zarah. Shokik Vzora Laruach, you scatter it and throw it into the wind. Mahalach Basmina, if you are going in a boat, then he grinds it and he throws it into the ocean. We see here that the idol has to be ground up before being thrown into the ocean, as Rav Yosef wanted to taina. So we have each brisa supporting each of these amorim. So the Gemara says, Shechika kashel Rabba. The case of Shechika of grinding in the Avodah Zarah is going to be difficult to Rabba, and Pirer's kashel Rav Yosef, and Pirer crumbling the chametz is going to be difficult for Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, Shechika l'Rabba lo kasha. The grinding doesn't pose difficulty according to Rabba. Halei amamelach. For the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah is talking about the Dead Sea, and Halashar Naros, whereas the Braisa is referring to other rivers. And in that case, Rabba agrees that the Avodah Zarah has to be ground up. Pirur the Rav Yosef Lakasha, and it comes to crumbling the chamet, that's not going to be a kasha for Rav Yosef, because Habachite, the Braisa, which says that one who wants to get rid of it, is talking about wheat kernels that become chamet, those don't dissolve in water, so therefore they have to be crumbled. Haba Nahama, whereas the Mishnah refers to the ones which a person wants to get rid of bread, which will dissolve in water, in that case Rav Yosef says that there's no need to do the crumbling first. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chametz shel nacher shavar lav Pesach. If you have a chametz of a goy, which Pesach had went over, meaning that he owned the chametz that he had, mutar behana. That is going to be mutar behana. If it wasn't, we're going to see there's actually a time that holds that it would be usher. That is going to be a massive, we don't posit like that, but if it did, that'd be crazy. That means that any chametz, you wouldn't be able to sell to goy ever, and you would never be able to buy any chametz from a non-Jewish store after Pesach. Life would be extremely difficult if we pasken like that. Tana. Now, mutar ba'na, and then we have Shal Yisrael. If you have chametz of a Jew, aser ba'na is going to be aser ba'na. Shnemar loyer al chasaor. So the pasuk says you shouldn't find the leaven and you shouldn't see it. And that Rashi points out is going to be the maskana of the Gemara is going only on the Jews chametz and not the goy. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara asks, Mani masnisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? The Gemara is going to list off tanaim now that seem to disagree with our Mishnah's ruling. Lorab Yehuda, Velorab Shimon, Velorab Yosef Glilitz. Then at these Tanaim, we're all going to disagree with the premise of the Mishnah, that it's Mutar Ba'na, the Chametz of a Goy that was left over Pesach, and saying that it's Aser for a Jew on Pesach. So, if it was left over for after Pesach. So, Gemara says, what, how, may, so now, what is the Machlokas that we learned at these Tanaim? The sound of the Braisa tells us, Chametz, with regards to chametz, bein lifnei zmana, bein la'achar zmana, both before its time, meaning from the beginning of the seventh hour until Pesach, and after the leftover chametz after Pesach, over alav bilav. Someone who violates alav is going to be over this. So therefore, tov zmana, and if it was consumed within its time during Pesach, over alav bilav bekaris, eating it, you'd be chayav alav and karis. Tif Rabbi Yehuda, those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Turning on to the next time. Now, Rabbi Shimon omer chametz lifnei zmana la'achar zmana ino over alav bilo klum. Rabbi Shimon says that before its time and after its time, you're not going to be chayav anything. So that's the whole shaila that Rabbi Shimon holds the era of Pesach. You're not going to be chayav midoreisa. Can you say such a thing? That's how others wanted to learn. Maybe you'd say that, but that's Rabbi Shimon. That's the whole shaila. What does Rabbi Shimon hold before the before Tesvav? B'toch zman, however, within its time, over alav bilav vikaris. Alav vikaris of alav. Sorry, all the way around. That it can be chayav karis and alav if you have it. There's a whole shaila in the fascinating shaila in the. Really, the Baal Maor suggests that a person is mekayim tashbisu on Erev Pesach when he eats chametz. That's a famous idea. People dafka go out of their way to have chametz on the morning of Yudalad because you're mekayim every kazaris that you eat. You're mekayim tashbisu, getting rid of chametz. It's a benir makbid to have chametz at that time. So the Yechronim to talk about lefi what we're saying over here, the chayav karis or chayav alav for eating it on Pesach. So are you still mekayim tashbisu, like getting rid of the chametz? So it's a fascinating thing. You're going to be chayav karis, and according to some, you could be still being mekayim and mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisu. You're mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisu, yet you're going to be chayav and isra karis when you do that. Lechora, it's a mitzvah of avera, but it's a shayla. You're also mekayim tashbisu when you violate the isra of having chametz on Pesach. The Gemara continues, Mishasha asr ba'achila, from the time that chametz is asr for eating in the seventh hour, Aser bana, it's going to be aser for benefit as well. Asan the Tanakama. So this seems to be the Tanakama. This ruling was Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's aser for prohibits chametz on the seventh hour. So the Braisa is stating Rabbi Yehuda, and that seems to be going with the sheet of the Tanakama. Now the Braisa continues. Rabbi Yosef, Lili Omer, Tamalat Mecha. You should wonder upon yourself. Haya chametz aser bana kol shiva. How is it possible chametz is aser for benefit all 7 days? According to Rabbi Yosef, Lili, there is no isra na during this month of Pesach. So that is the shita of Rabbi Yosef Glili. So the Gemara says, "Minayin la'ochal chametz b'sheisha osulamala." The Braisa continues explaining the base of Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know that? Where do I know that someone eats chametz from the sixth hour and onwards is going to be chayav shu over alav below sasek and chayav below sasek? Shneimar losochal alav chametz. Tivrei Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk says, "Don't have chametz." So we learn over there that shechting the korban pesach after you have korban, the korban pesach after you have chametz, with you have chametz is going to be iser. Tivrei Buda. Amar Bishon. Chiyashal Amarkein. Halak Kfar Nemar. Lo Sochal Chametz Shiva Seven Tuchal Amatzos. Don't have chametz for 7 days. For 7 days, don't have chametz, and 7 days you should have matzah. Then we say, Imkein. If that's the case, then why does the pasuk say that you shouldn't have chametz? Why does the pasuk go out of its way to meaning the chametz with it? What is it talking about over here? So when a time a person is saying to have matzah from tzeis, yeshno below bebal tochal chametz is subject to the isser of not eating chametz. So v'shashi eno bekum echol matzah. The time where he's not subject to the mitzvah of eating matzah, eino beval tochel chametz. It's not going to be chayav, the isser of having chametz, according to Rav Shimon, as we mentioned before. The only time which you are going to be chayav in the mitzvah of achilas, of chametz is only when the mitzvah of deraisa of achilas matzah kicks in. That's what Rabbi Shimon wants to taina. So that's what we're talking over here. So Gemara says, Gemara analyzes that my time with Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Plus the kraik, he has three psukim. One pasuk says, lo yochal chametz, don't have any chametz, or shouldn't be in. Another pasuk says kol machmatz is lo sochilu. Another pasuk says shouldn't have any leaven eaten. And lo sochal of chametz. Another pasuk says you don't have any chametz with it. So then why do I have to tell you the three things, one iser three different times? So the Gemara says chad lefnei zmana. One is talking about erev Pesach that you're going to be chayav alav. V'chad lachas zmana. One is teaching you that even chametz she'avar alav Pesach is going to be an iser de'oraisa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learns. V'chad lasoch zmana. One of them, the iser is going to be within the time of Pesach is going to be a problem as well. That's where we're going to have the lav in the cars according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon. So what does he do with Rabbi Yehuda's drashas? Chad lasoch zmana. That the one of them is referring to during the time. V'chol machmatzes mibayla lechad. When it comes to the fact that he says that why does he have kol machmetes? So that's going to be chametz. He has a different drasha. He says that chametz only elashin is chametz meilav. I would have learned to become leaven on its own. Machmas avarachem. How do I know that the isra chametz is even through a different leavening agent? Maybe the chametz applies only to dough that became leaven on its own without the addition of other leavening agents. Where do I know to include the isra of dough that was derived through a different leavening agent that we're saying was not as powerful? So that is what the question asks. The pasuk says that you shouldn't have any leaven whatsoever, and in that case, Rabbi Shimon is telling us that the isra is less powerful agent. It's still used. It's still going to be usher. So Gemara says, "Lo yachal chametz be'elachad." So what does he do with the third pasuk Rabbi Yehuda had the drasha with? So he has it for the brisa, which tells us that Rabbi Yosef, "Li le'omer menayin la'pesach Mitzrayim she'in chimutz noeg al yom echad." How do I know that in time of Pesach, when the Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, we know the Mishnah later on. We're going to get to it in Sadis. The Mishnah over there tells us what were the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. Like, let's say, Masnechem, Chagurim, Aleichem, and Bikur, different halachas that are different. Checking out the animal 5 days before, that was the mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael only during when they were leaving. That mitzvah does not apply every year. Also, Bechipazon, having it in its haste and going out in the middle, that all only applies by Mitzrayim. However, the doors don't apply. So here also, we're saying the mitzvah, the iser of chametz, rather, is only for the first day that Klal Yisrael observed Pesach, not for the 7 days. Talmud Lomar, lo yochal chametz, samach lai hayom atam yotzim mechodesh aviv, that Dafka says hayom, that they are leaving hayom atam yotzim aviv, so that we're complaining that the fact you're leaving today is comparing that to the iser of chametz. So therefore, since the two are next to each other, we're learning out that Dafka don't have chametz today don't have chametz, and tomorrow you're allowed to have chametz, only for one day the iser of chametz applies. So Gemara says, Rabbi Huda, machmas avracham enanit. So Rabbi Shimon used one of the drashas to teach you that using a different leavening agent is going to still be aser mederesa for chametz. So how does Rabbi Yehuda learn that out? Because he used a different drasha. Again, he was using this to teach you that chametz is aser toch zmano, before this mano and after zmano. So what does he do with Rabbi Yehuda? How does he learn out what Rabbi Shimon learned out? Because the Torah goes out of its way to learn the lashon of machmetz. So that's where he's going to learn it out. So where's it? Rabbi Yosef Lili Menale, and where does he learn what Rabbi Yosef learned out? Rabbi Yosef Lili about Pesach Mitzrayim. So Gemara gives two suggestions. One suggestion is that he has the lashon of smuchin of hayom, and therefore you can learn out from that drasha, and he doesn't have to have the same drasha as Rabbi Shimon. Or ibayseima samuchin ladarish, that there's a concept we know that smuchin is a shaila in the first four svarim in Breishis Shmos Breishis. Shmos Vayikra, but remember those svarim. There's a machlokas tanaim whether we're dorish smuchim, because it's a shaila when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah. Did he specifically have an order in mind? But everyone agrees when it comes to chumash dvarim Because the way Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over, that was specifically meant to be in the order that it was said over. So we are Dorish Smuchin. If two things are juxtaposed to each other, then we would be Dorish them. That's what everyone agrees to. So the Gemara therefore says that over here, in this case, he's going to disagree with the concept of Smuchin of Rabbi Yehuda, because this is not in Shmos, this is not in Sefer Dvarim. So the Gemara says, continues, Amar Mar, Menayin Lo Chal Chametz Meshesheos Lamala Sheuver Below Saseh. So where do I know that someone who eats Chametz from the 6th hour and onwards is going to be over in Isser Dereisa? So the Gemara says, Shenemar Lo Sochal Lav Chametz, you shouldn't have Chametz. So the Gemara says, Dibre Behuda, Amar Lo Rabbi Shimon V'chiyah Shalamarkin, Lo Kvarnemar Lo Sochal Chametz Sheva Seven Tol Chamatos. I learned the 7 days of the Chametz, so they eat Matzos, and so that's the discussion we had. So the Gemara goes back, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir Kamal Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's drasha makes a lot of sense to compare the Isser Dereisa of Chametz comparatively to the mitzvah matzah. So the Gemara says, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to respond? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha, Hu Lekova Chova Afilu Bezmana Zehu Da'asa. Rabbi Yehuda says that this is coming to teach you that the commandment to have matzah is an obligation even nowadays, even when there is no Korban Pesach. That's what the drasha is have. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, Lekova Chova Bezmana Zemin La'la. So Rabbi Shimon, wait, how are you going to have the drasha nowadays? Nafkalim Be'erav Tochlu Matzah. So you should have Be'erav Tochlu Matzah telling you that night you're going to have Pesach. So now, why would I have thought that you were not going to be chayav? Because Rashi quotes, the Pasuk says, we will learn, the Pasuk says, Al Matos Umurim Yochlu, the Parsha of Alos, you have Matzah together with Maror. We know that Maror is only when you're having it with the Korban Pesach. Maror Bezmana Zez Derbanan, the Kuli Alma. We don't hold Maror is Dereisa. So just like that, when you don't have the Korban Pesach, and I would have thought, if you don't have the Korban Pesach, and you only have Maror Derbanan, you're not going to have Matzah Dereisa either. So that's why you need Be'erav Tochlu Matzos. Tosos just pointed out a massive kash is that there's machlokas amoraim about this. Rav and I forgot the other one. Damar Tosos quoted that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that there's a machlokas whether that there's a mitzvah deraisa of matzah bezmanazeh. All the Tanaim here assume that there is a mitzvah deraisa of matzah. Just how they got to it, they do. That's what Tosos is metame. How could it be that the amoraim disagree about this when it seems to be all the Tanaim agree that there's a mitzvah deraisa of matzah bezmanazeh? Lemaisa we paskin we're chilling machar about this. We assume that matzah bezmanazeh is also deraisa. But in terms of the shivas yamim, it's also a fascinating thing, because the Pasuk says Shivas Yamim Tocha Matzos many different times. We know that it says Matzah to have 7 days, it's like 3 or 4 times in the Torah it says Dafka 7 days. So the Gemara is a whole drasha, because one of the days it says Sheshes Yamim. So what do we learn out? The Gemara says that just like Shvi is Rishus, because it only says Sheshes Yamim, so too all 7 days are going to be Rishus. The only Chayav is going to be Leil. Leil HaSeder is going to be the Chiyuv. That's the whole Shaila. The famous Vilna Gaon really is before the Vilna Gaon. And Rishonim, Rav Chizkuni, seem to indicate there's still what's called the Mitzvah Kiyumis, that even if you don't have a Chiyuv to have Matzah after Leil HaSeder, the first night of Pesach is over, the rest of the 7 days, there seems to be indications like this in Rishonim as well, that there is a mitzvah accomplished by eating it. There's not a chiyuv, but every kazayas of matzah or shmer matzah that you have, that's a menir machmir, to have shmer matzah for all 7 days, because every kazayas that you'll have would be potentially a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, it's a fascinating concept. You could have a mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah Hashem doesn't obligate you to do, but if you do it, you'll get credit. Okay, that's a fascinating discussion. So the Gemara continues out. Rabbi Yehuda, what was Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasuk is needed to teach you about someone who's tamei v'sheva derech hachloka, that they're going to be chayav in a mitzvah of matzah, because I would have thought he's not eating the korban pesach, whereas everyone else around him is eating korban pesach matzah mar. I would have thought that he's not going to be chayav in matzah mar even for him. So therefore, kamash malan, the pasuk is going out of its way to teach you that they too are going to be chayav in eating matzah, but erev tochlo matzos is going to apply to them as well. So the Gemara continues. Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon do? Time atame v'shei b'derech hacholka lo itzrakra. He doesn't need a pasuk to tell you they're obligated to have matzah. De lo garim aral, because at the end of the day, an aral who's not allowed to have a korban pesach, he isn't circumcised himself. That's if you have an example of someone whose brothers, if you have. Is it two brothers or three brothers? I forgot the number. Is if they have if they die machmas mila, so then you don't give the I think it's two of them die machmas mila. You don't give the third one in bris mila. So he's considered an aral though. Still, he's not allowed to partake in the korban pesach yet. He's going to be chayav in the mitzvah of matzah. So if he's going to be chayav in matzah ubenechar, and also benechar, this is someone who is a mummer, someone who goes off the derech and he rejects the Torah Shabbat Peder, and Wasavi rejects Torah Malacha Moshinai. So he has the mamash to do for Zara. Maisa, a ben Echar is still going to be chayav in matzah. How do I know that? The Siv, the Pasuk says, The pasuk says any Jew who is uncircumcised shouldn't have the Korban Pesach, which I'm learning out. Bo in ochel, he doesn't have the Korban Pesach. Aval ochel matzah maror, he does eat matzah maror, and therefore we learn out that the Korban Pesach doesn't apply to him. Even though the Korban Pesach doesn't apply to him, he's still going to be chayav matzah. So kal v'chomer, according to Reb Shimon, though someone who is tamei or derech chokha, which is chayav fundamentally Korban Pesach, he just has a ptur, he is going to fundamentally be chayav in a mitzvah of matzah. Now the Gemara continues understanding Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, ksiv bahai, ksiv bahai. Rabbi Yehuda is going to assume that the obligation to have of matzah is regarding both the person who didn't have ris milah and also the one who is the tameh derech chokah, because the Torah goes out of its way to mention both. Even though in a chanami you probably could have learned a kal v'chomer, Rabbi Yehuda says at the end of the day the Torah is still going out of its way to mention both. So now we've just clarified all the Tanaim. So the Gemara goes back. This was all the Amud, but to clarify the Mishita of the Tanaim. Now the Gemara goes on to say mani mas nisan. So now again, now we're going to flesh out why our Mishnah can't be any of the Shitas of the Tanaim. E Rabbi Yehuda, because if you assume it's Rabbi Yehuda, chamet stamakamar, he specifies the chamet after Pesach is somebody usher, not talking about any type of chamet. This implies that filah denachri implies that even a non-Jewish chametz, even a non-Jewish chametz, is going to be asher after Pesach. And our Mishnah says explicitly that it's mutter. Ve'ir Rabbi Shimon, and if it's going to be Rabbi Shimon, turning on to the next time. Now, the Israel nami mishra kashari, that of Israel is also going to be permitted on Pesach. It's going to be after Pesach, so it's not going to be an Isser Hadar. But Shimon learns out that a Jewish person's chametz is going to be mutar bana after Pesach. The Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and if it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I feel the tochman and Amishu Shukasher. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the most different than our Shita, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili is going to hold that even during Pesach itself, it's going to be mutar bana. It's not going to be Aser bana. So the Mishnah then apparently cannot be any of these Shitas. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Rav Yaakov Barakov, Amar Rav Yaakov. Amar Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up with there tomorrow.